in order of matron first, sisters, staff nurses, down to the lowest grade, walked, went round every ward and sang carols. And you always at Christmas Eve changed your cloak round the other way so that red was on the outside and it was very festive. And we had a pole with a candle. Wait a minute, love, a lantern. Can you see them? A lantern and a pole. So the lights were out, and then we went round singing hymns with the choir round the whole hospital. It was quite a mammoth task.
And that, how long did that used to last then?
About an hour and a half. Started on the children's ward, where it was quiet, always away in a manger on the children's ward. Sang a couple of things and then moved on. They did it right until, I would say, about 10 years before we moved up to the district general. It was still done, but there were different choirs. School children came in from the community, and staff did come and join in, but it wasn't that everybody had to do it. Well, I think having the professional choir, love, you could miss a few words out on that. Do you know what I mean, love? It was very much the patient sang, and it wasn't. The choir from the church made it professional because there were no, we weren't singers, but we enjoyed doing it.
Did the patients used to join in? With
oh yeah, and if there's a special carol and that they wanted, during the day they'd be asked, and then we'd fit it in to what they wanted. And there was a piano that the portio to push round as well on wheels, like, and the piano went before us. It was quite, it wasn't professional, but it was, everybody enjoyed it. We enjoyed doing it.